Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Rick Norby, the mayor of Sidney, Montana. Talk to me a little bit about that dam, maybe some of the implications. I was out in the intake and took in some paddlefish snagging, and that was quite the experience. That was a great time. I didn't see a dam, though, or I wasn't aware of a dam. So describe that dam and what it does, either from the irrigation side, or just kind of expound on that a little bit, if you would.
That dam there is a dam that supplies this area from where you've seen it there. The diversion, it's a diversion type dam. It's a rock jetty, basically, is what it is. Rock lurry, or whatever you want to call it. It starts there at intakes, and it goes all the way to the North Dakota border. That would probably be 70 some miles, probably 80 miles roughly, that carries. The amount of acres, I don't have that on the tip of my tongue, but it's a large amount that takes care of. So, I mean, in our reach, including Dawson County, Richland County, I mean, it's a major deal to us in this community. About 50,000, something like that, yeah. You know, to me, that's my biggest concern right now. And, of course, that's in the courts right now for their deciding how they're going to handle that on the sturgeon. So, to me, I hope that all works out. Because our communities, and including small communities, we're going to dry up and blow away. There's nothing. I mean, that's our backbone, period.
What's the rationale for ripping it out, I guess?
Well, you know, the sturgeon, the pellet sturgeon they're talking about are from the days of the dinosaur, and they feel they're not going upstream far enough to spawn and lay eggs, things like that, and all that good stuff. And, you know, that's been in there since probably, and I could be wrong on the numbers, I think it's 1908 or something like that. And they blame that for the loss of the sturgeon. And I know, me as a person that likes to fish on the river, knows that I've caught a lot of those. I have trouble believing that they're that endangered.
I know that day that I was in, I suppose I spent two, three hours at the inlet, and I watched quite a few of them. I mean, and people, they got their line broken, and one guy, on his first cast, he brought in like a 67-pounder or something like that. I mean, these are big fish, and that's quite a deal there. How about the future of the population wise? Are you guys looking at growing? Are you looking at staying about the same, or is Sidney looking at shrinking?
You know, we went from a population in 2010, our last census, of just a little bit over 5,000. We grew, and now for us to be able to tell, we go by garbage count, tons of garbage. That's how we figure where we at on population. We were just about to 10,000. I'd say now we've backed off. We're probably 7,200 right in that area. Yeah, we've stabilized at that point for quite a while.
So you guys grew about 4,000 or 5,000 people in the last 5, 6, 7 years? How's the city infrastructure, sewer, plumbing, all that different stuff?
You know, we had to go in. We're in the process of redoing our lagoon. We're in phase two of our lagoon. There's three phases. We'll get there. I mean, what we just charged straight into the river right now. We're actually putting pure water into the river that's running into the river right now, which is very good for us. So we are going to have a good system there. Water-wise, somewhere along the line, we are going to have to build a new satellite treatment plant. Our wells are getting pretty old from this area. Hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years, we will start building on that too, whether the oil comes back or not.
I remember 2012 interviewing Mayor Dennis Johnson from Dickinson, North Dakota, and he was on my radio program boasting or bragging about the city's debt-free. You know, we've got all this other stuff. And then the next year, at the oil and gas producing annual meeting, county's annual meeting, he was sending out a warning saying, we're $180 million in debt and we can't put one more sewer pipe in the ground. I mean, it was like, so, I mean, when it grows fast. So I commend you guys for being able to handle a double, triple growth spurt in the course of, I don't know, 5, 10 years. That's remarkable. How did you guys do that?
Well, you know, basically, like I said in the beginning, you know, we were watching and starting to prepare for this when we seen what Williston, Wofford City were going through. I mean, Wofford City, they went from 2,000 to 12,000 and almost overnight, you know. Sitting back and look, I got great people around me. I have Tilly's the manager who's been here for 37 years. I got great people around me, you know. So when I was ready and I started being mayor, we moved ahead, and everybody knew what they were doing and what their jobs were. I have a great council. I have a great clerk that puts up with me all the time. I don't know why, but she does.
All right, we got Mayor Rick Norby on the line here, Sydney, Montana. Just kind of some final thoughts from you, however you want people to remember Sydney or think of Sydney, or just kind of, I'd like to give people the final word. So what do you want people to remember about your town?
You know that we're friendly. You know, the biggest thing here, we haven't lost our small town atmosphere. That was the biggest thing going into this, even with the previous mayor, Brett Smeltzer. You know, we want to try as much as we can to keep our small town atmosphere. We're friendly, got plenty of room for everybody that wants to come. And I'm talking motels and everything else. I feel we're fortunate. I look at what Wofford, Williston, the towns, Tioga, places like that are going through in North Dakota, and my heart goes out to them. You know, I feel we were fortunate to be able to be on the back burner and be able to learn from it, you know, going into whenever it does pick up again. We'll be ready, but, you know, Sydney, Montana is a great place, very great place.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Norby, the mayor of Sydney, Montana, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spiess and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.